Friend Jenny is in the house from Breckenridge County Health Department talking to us about the importance of immunization.
Absolutely.
How are you, gal? Been a while. We've missed you.
I know. I've missed you guys, too. I love coming up here.
You couldn't wrestle anybody into coming with you? They sent you solo, huh?
I talked to Lacey about it, and she said, I'm not going up there and talking about immunization. She was like, that's your thing. So she will be back in, though. We've got lots of stuff. We're going
to
hopefully
start. I haven't got to harass her and pick on her for a couple of months. Y'all sent her in by herself that one time.
I know.
And she owes you one, buddy.
Oh, she does.
No, we had a good time. She's a jewel. She's a jewel. Morning, Lacey. We miss you.
Good morning.
I'm just assuming that my mom, like, flat out refuses to come with you.
You know.
Is that not going to...
Yeah, I don't know that I could get her up here, but...
It would be hilarious.
If I really asked, she might
consider it. Come on the radio.
Says a lot about you, Meredith.
I'm going to tell you, though, the staff that we have at the health department is unbelievably dedicated to everything we do. And I have to brag on my clinic staff. Everybody is wonderful, but I work every day with my clinic staff, and they are troopers. The things they do and the hats that they wear, just a shout out to all of them because it's awesome.
You all offer so many services, and one of those is immunization.
It is. We did over 4,000 last year.
Wow.
Yep.
Flu season's here.
It's here.
I mean, we used to not even mention this until middle October.
I know.
Flu season's here already. It is here. Influenza is more widespread. There are more types of it now, I guess, than there probably have ever been. So what are you looking at? You're the expert. What are you looking at this year?
And Jeannie King, she's the tracking lady, so she tracks all this stuff. But I feel like we're going to have an earlier flu season. I'm waiting on one more shipment of flu vaccines before we can start really giving those. There are just a few details we have to tie up. Right. And, of course, we'll advertise when we start that. But on the flip side of that, we offer a high-dose flu shot for our senior folks. Mm-hmm. So the way I explain any shot that we give, when we give you a shot, your body kicks in and it says, okay, we need all of these soldiers to fight off whatever the case may be. Flu, doesn't matter what we're giving you the shot for. So your body kicks in your immune system and it makes all these soldiers to fight it off. And then it kind of tucks them in a dent. And when you get exposed to it, they come out and fight.
Okay.
So it is scientifically impossible for you to get the flu from the flu shot. And the high-dose flu shot, it is... The older you get, the less your immune system works. So it helps you make more soldiers to fight off the flu. Yes, you can still get the flu with after you have a flu shot. That has, of course, happened.
There's so many strains of it.
It is. It is. But you fight it off better. True. My kids last year had the flu shot, but when they had the flu, they just tested positive. They acted like monkeys bouncing all over the place. You know, I did emergency medicine, and I saw firsthand the difference in people who had a flu shot and who didn't. So I encourage everyone to get a flu shot. We have a moderate percentage in this county. It's lower than I would like it to be.
How does one come in and get a flu shot?
We do walk-in flu shots.
Really?
Yes, we do. And like I said, right now we're waiting on that one more shipment, but I'm hoping in the next week to have a date.
All right, you text me and I will be there, and Meredith will document it.
I will bring flu shots up here. We'll do it on the radio.
Yeah, we could do that. If you could do that, that would even be better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that is how much we believe in doing. You know, we all deal with a lot of people.
Right.
And you wouldn't think you deal with a lot of people. You deal with a lot of sick people. You're around it. You know, if you deal with anybody. You got kids. Kids are nasty.
They are.
I love my kids, but kids are nasty.
They lick and touch and hug and sniffle all over everything. They're petri dishes.
And even if they're not, they're around other kids that are, and they'll be fine. They'll pack it home to you. So, folks, get that flu shot.
Yes, absolutely.
I've got to take it so it can snow 8 feet and I can drive in here at 2:30 in the morning and tell you not to drive. Because that's what I do.
Right.
That's how I roll.
Right.
Slowly.
I should teach my dog to pull a sled so that whenever it snows, I'll just have him pull me to the radio station. Just kidding. I don't know how to operate that contraption. I can't do it. So.
Mush. But we do know how to get flu shots. And thanks to Jenny. So we're going to do that live on the air.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Then you all have to tell me how brave I am and what a good boy I've been.
Are you a baby about shots?
No, I don't care. Okay. Listen.
Last year.
I don't love shots, but I've had the flu. Give me the shot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll Absolutely. Take it. If it stung like a red wasp, I'd take it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
No.
It's a pretty painless shot. To me, it doesn't bother me. It is.
It's definitely not. I've had much worse ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mom gave me one when I went abroad that was awful. And my arms like it was going to fall off.
Well, my child now will only let your mother give her the flu shot. So she said, and my kids don't trust me. Never mind that I've been a nurse and, you know, in the medical field for almost 20 years.
I get it, kids. My wife's a nurse. I totally understand.
But, yeah, she said, I will only come and do it if Avalira does it. So I was like, fine.
There you Thank go. Thank you. Breckenridge County Health Department, home of yes. gentle shots.
Yes.
And my mom does give good shots.
She does.
She does.
Go see Mrs. Yeah. Go see Nurse Dubree and get a good shot.
Everybody's going to be requesting her now.
I'm sorry, Mom.
But last year, our own judge executive, Morris Lucas, you know, I gave him his flu shot. We had a visitor, Ben Chandler. He come down, and so we got to do his flu shot pretty live.
And those fellas are totally welcome to join us on the air that morning when we get ours, if they'll just let us know. Because
we should challenge people. We should have a large group to come in and all do our flu shots together.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be fun.
Let's cook on that, because it is something we all, and you know, we are all of us involved in things in the county are all very much pro flu shot.
Right.
So we just want you to feel good, you know. Nobody we don't want to see you sick. And you know, if you're running a business or you're in one of those mm-hmm. seats in the county, we need you. We can't have you getting sick. And if you're an employer, you don't want your employees sick.
Right.
We exactly. got stuff to do. So that's great. Other immunizations, there are other things that you all do.
A couple
do.
Other ones that I wanted to focus on. Most everybody knows when your child's a baby, you're going to take them to get shots. But what we tend to lose sight of are these 11-year-old and 16-year-old mm-hmm. vaccinations. So 11-year-olds typically going into sixth grade, we do three vaccinations for them. One of them is, of course, the Tdap, the tetanus shot. And the biggest thing with it is that whooping cough component. Mm-hmm. Kentucky is notorious for whooping cough. And if you've ever seen a child with whooping cough, YouTube it. It will scare you absolutely to death. It will absolutely scare you to death. Mm-hmm. That is a huge one. We do, we start the meningitis series when they're 11. So the thing about meningitis, there are five strands that we worry about in the state of Kentucky. The first four are combined in a shot, and we start that at 11 years old. You don't have to have another meningitis shot until you're 16. And the other one we talk about is HPV. And right. there are nine strands of HPV that this vaccination covers. The more research they do, the more they're finding that more cancers are linked to HPV. You know, the ACIP and CDC are expanding the guidelines for people up to 45 to have this wow. HPV mm-hmm. vaccine. And they're in the process of getting insurances on board. And, of course, that process takes a little bit. But they're expanding that because the research shows that this has been super effective.
Good.
And they're doing it for boys and girls
boys
now.
Boys and girls,
no, when
absolutely.
I was getting it, they were just focusing on
yes.
girls for a while there. But, yeah, boys get it too.
Right. And I always tell folks,
I had three. Is it still in three?
No, it's two now. Oh! If you're under 15.
Hey.
Yes.
That's even better,
folks. If you're under 15. And I stress to folks that I wouldn't vaccinate your kids against anything I wouldn't vaccinate my own against. And my own are vaccinated against everything. If there is something to vaccinate against, my kids hate me. I am not their favorite person. And now?
Mama don't care.
No. And now being the shot lady, I actually had a child to run and hide from me at Walmart.
That is the most awesome thing I've ever heard.
I walked into Walmart and I was talking to this lady and the child's gone, like hiding in the clothes. I was like, oh no.
It would have been really funny if you just snuck over child. and just like looked at the kid with like the oh wiggle finger.
But yeah, kids kind of
laugh. I mean, not that I would ever do such a horrible thing, but it would be
but
funny.
Once I sit down, 11-year-olds can reason with you.
They can handle it. Yeah.
So I explained to them what it's like to have meningitis. You know, bacterial meningitis is what we vaccinate against, and it's scary. So I tell them, if you live through it,
mm-hmm.
bacterial meningitis, then you may not come out with all your limbs. You know, I met this fabulous lady a few years ago. She was a basketball player. She was a star. She was in college and looking to head towards the women's NBA. didn't feel good, come in, collapsed at practice. They took her to the hospital. She had bacterial meningitis. She is a huge proponent of this vaccine now. And she lost both of her arms and both of her legs. So everything she had ever prepped for and trained for, you know, was gone. Mm-hmm. Yes. And to be able to prevent those. Now, of course, viral meningitis, there's not, you know, it's a virus, but it doesn't tend to be as serious as bacterial meningitis. Right. It's a lot less serious. They still quarantine you and take care of you and those kind of things. But bacterial meningitis can be vaccinated against. And we finish those up when they're 16. When you turn 16, you come to me, we finish up that first series that we started at 11. And there's another one called MIMB. Now, they can't mix all these in the same shot because it cancels something out. They just don't work well. But meningitis B has been on the rise because we haven't been vaccinating for it as long. The shot has been around. Same for HPV. I was one of the first people to get the HPV vaccine. I ain't grow an extra leg or anything. But the meningitis B series, you know, we're starting to try to push that a little bit more and help people become aware, because the first four were starting to tamp down a little bit, but MIMB is coming up there.
Meningitis is terrifying.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So if we can prevent this, folks, let's do that. And if you've got more questions, you know, that's what Jenny's there for.
Yeah, call us.
Hit her up at the health department. Drop in. Mm-hmm. And then when you all start doing flu shots, I know you'll let us know.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we'll plan on that. You know, whenever you can, we'll come and we'll do our flu shots on the air, because we all need to. Yes. Let's stay healthy, Brett County.
How exciting.
We've got a fun fall and winter ahead of us, and I don't want anybody to feel bad.
No, not at all.
So, all right. Well, hey. I love it when you come in.
I do, too. I have one other thing I want to talk about that we are partnering with Brett County Fitness on, and we were discussing
some
stuff.
I'm so excited about this.
So they started yesterday. They started, actually, for kids age 7 to 11 at Brett County Fitness on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6. Well, they started having kids come in, and there were smaller kids, including my own 4-year-old, who threw an absolute fit, wanted to stay. So she's going to do Wednesday nights, and she's teaching children how to take care of their bodies, how to take care of themselves, the importance of things. And so we're going to partner with her. The health department's partnering with her because that's what we want to do, make people healthy and happy. It's $7 a child, and that covers basic cost of materials and things like that. But we are going to take little ones too. So,
oh, good.
Yes,
good.
We're going to go from 4 years old to 11 years old. We encourage you to bring your child out. The kids yesterday had a ball, including your little brother.
And when mom said when she dropped him off that he was very apprehensive about it, but he told me last night he had a really good time.
Yes.
So.
And my daughter went. She said they had a ball. So we encourage you to get involved in that. Shauna has been amazing and trying to work towards getting this community healthier. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're about at the health department. So we're going to partner up and do some fabulous things.
A lot of positive, good people on the project. Yeah. So.
You come back when you can and give us an update.
Oh,
on that,
absolutely. Sure. Get Shauna in here.
Bring them.
We need to.
Bring them on. I'd love
That'd be a blast.
Oh, yeah, she's a hoot. So.
Well, Jenny, thank you. We really appreciate you so much. I know you're busy. Your mornings are active, like many of ours are. And you know, we appreciate you taking the time to come in and keep us up on stuff going on in the health department.
Thank you all.
Flu shots and other immunizations, get with Breckenridge County Health Department and educate yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, y'all hang tight. More fun stuff on the way here on the Hometown Morning Show, brought to us by our good friends at the Wired Rooster, 104.3 the River.